Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 30th, 2022, basically at the end of the month here, and what a month it has been. It's a very busy news day. We have a lot of stuff to get through before we open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions, and Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, so let's get right on into it. As we speak right now and you listen, the United Nations Security Council is holding a meeting to try and discuss the situation in Ukraine. Russia has already indicated that they will veto any Security Council resolutions that attempt to put the blame for the situation solely on Moscow. And certainly there's a lot of blame to go around there, including the U.S., going back to that 2014 U.S.-backed coup d'etat that drove the democratically elected Yanukovych from power and replaced him with Poroshenko and then Zelensky. So, you know, it's an ugly situation. We'll be talking about that a little bit further in the show. Meanwhile, getting on back to Joe Biden, the White House sent out a tweet supposedly of Joe Biden talking with Ron DeSantis about the situation in Florida with Hurricane Ian. And what was weird about the photo, and a lot of people picked up on it, was that Joe Biden was holding the phone so that the earpiece was against his neck rather than up against his ear. And so this, what's going on there? You know, it's like he's not paying attention or something. Meanwhile, yesterday, Biden took a short trip to FEMA headquarters to do a rah-rah talk and cheer everybody on regarding the response to Hurricane Ian. And he met with FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. And following his remarks, Biden turned and walked away from the podium in the wrong direction. And the FEMA director tried to, put him in the correct direction, but he didn't pay attention, wound up walking into a crowd of FEMA employees, at which point he just started shaking hands, which I'm sure was a thrill for the FEMA employees. But again, it's kind of showing that Biden has got an issue. And over at Breitbart, they're running this article, "Why is no one discussing the 25th Amendment for Joe Biden?" Well, certainly we've been talking about it a lot here at Republic Broadcasting and What Really Happened.com. And, you know, between misplacing the phone, going the wrong direction at the podium, getting lost at FEMA, and calling for the Indiana representative to join him at the podium, even though she's been dead for a month, it's obvious there is a problem. And, you know, this guy is supposed to be the commander in chief of the armed forces at a time when it looks like the U.S. is trying to push us all into war with Russia, China, Iran, and who knows who all else here. Getting into other politics here, House Democrats are now wagging their finger at Nancy Pelosi, saying that there has been a failure of House leadership after the Stock Act fizzles. Now, the Stock Act would impose tougher stock trading restrictions on members of Congress, obviously the members of Congress who are profiting from their inside knowledge of what's going on in the government don't want any restrictions, and Nancy Pelosi basically just said, no big deal. So Representative Abigail Spanberger of Virginia, said that she's been working with the members since 2020 to basically create a bill that would strengthen the provisions of the existing Stock Act, which goes back to 2012, that prohibits lawmakers from using inside information to profit from stock trading. It's called insider trading. It's illegal for all of the rest of us here. And, you know, if members of Congress want to invest their money, they can do so through mutual funds where they don't know where their own individual money is going, and therefore they are free from that influence of, you know, if I pass this bill, it's going to cost me personally, or if we pass this bill, I'm going to make a lot of money. That obviously is a conflict of interest. Now, getting on back to abortion, they are still pushing this as hard as they can. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now taking the position that abortion is an economic issue, because if you have children, it forces parents to work more against their will. No, it doesn't. okay? Because if you are responsibly using birth control, you will not have the children and you will be able to make different choices in your life. But according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, when women become pregnant and don't want it, it's a blow on the economy and a blow on the tax revenues, and that just cannot be allowed to happen. And it's amazing the lengths they're going through. Now, several pro-life centers have been under attack. In fact, there have been 70 attacks on pro-life centers. And pro-abortion terrorists firebombed a Compass Care pro-life crisis center in Buffalo, New York. And the FBI is refusing to release the security camera footage of that bombing. And so far, there have been zero arrests. So again, we know the FBI is hopelessly politicized and working for the liberal agenda here. Okay, getting on down to the Mar-a-Lago raid. Yesterday, a federal judge eased several of the demands the special master had imposed on former President Trump's lawyers in conducting a review of documents seized by the FBI from his residence last month. And this is overruling an arbiter she had appointed herself. So Judge Eileen Cannon of the Southern District of Florida set aside requirements the special master, Judge Raymond Deary, put in place in recent days that would have tested excuses Mr. Trump has made in connection with the trove of documents from his estate at Mar-a-Lago. Judge Cannon also rejected a swift timetable Judge Deary had set to resolve the review of the documents, slowing the matter down. Well, we know the Department of Justice is trying to rush it through as quickly as possible to make it difficult to examine what's in there. And Donald Trump has reasonably raised the possibility that documents may be planted in that trove to incriminate him and somehow prevent him from running in 2024. So this was actually a win for Donald Trump and his attorneys. And Donald Trump has scored another victory having to do with this personal defamation lawsuit that was brought by columnist E. Jean Carroll. Now, Carroll claimed that Trump raped her in the 1990s. Donald Trump basically came on out and said, no, he did not do it. And basically back on the 27th, the panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a lower court had erred when it ruled that Carroll could sue Trump for defamation statements during his presidency, because there is a federal law known as the Westfall Act that shields government employees from liability in work-related incidents. And a lot of people are screaming foul and believe the women and so forth and so on. And I think Amber Heard kind of put the end to that last argument there as well. And again, the liberal Democrats, when there's a guy out there they don't like, they somehow manage to gin up five or six women to say, oh, he raped me back in 1967 and I'm traumatized for life and you know, so forth and so on. Getting on back to our politicized FBI, there's an article coming out of the Gateway Pundit that the FBI is now purging all of their conservative employees. They are retaliating against whistleblowers. This is coming from Congressman Jim Jordan. And we had reported on the retaliations earlier, but this is the first report where the FBI is literally firing people for being politically conservative, which I think violates the Equal Protection Act. And so Jordan has received new information about retaliation against at least one whistleblower and a purge of the conservative employees. And basically, Jim Jordan said that the security clearances of conservative employees are being revoked purely because they are conservative. And apparently the FBI is worried there are going to be more whistleblowers. And so anybody who might be inclined to be leaning away from the liberal agenda is having their security clearances revoked so that they don't have access to information that might be embarrassing to the FBI. And getting back on to the Durham investigation. Now, a lot of people, when John Durham was appointed special counsel back in 2020. Everybody said, oh, he's going to look into things. We're going to. And since then, people have said, OK, where's the, you know, the proof is in the pudding. What's going on here? And there's an article that's come out of Real Clear Investigations saying that Durham is prosecuting the FBI informants, but protecting their handlers. Okay, and we're talking about FBI informants that were planted within various citizens groups. And so now there's a lot of doubt whether he's really going to try to get to the bottom of the Russiagate scandal or if he, too, has been compromised. I don't know. Maybe he went to Jeff Epstein's island or something dumb like that. Now, Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit with the Department of Justice, and they received a package of records totaling 102 pages relating to the shooting of January 6 protester Ashley Babbitt that include a memo recommending that the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia decline for criminal prosecution the fatal shooting of Ashley Babbitt. And noting that the shooter, U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd, did not create a police report or documents related to the shooting, which he should have done as a matter of procedure. And so Judicial Watch basically has evidence that there was an institutional protection of this police officer and a cover-up of the shooting of Ashley Babbitt. And the official media government spin of January 6th was, you know, police officers were attacked. One of them was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher. That one was exposed as a lie. The officer did, in fact, pass away, but it was days later from a non-related medical situation here. But the one absolute shooting of a protester by a police officer, they want that one to go away. And I'd like to remind everybody at this point, having read the Constitution several times, there is nothing in there that allows the government to lie to the American people. It is just not in there. And the First Amendment does not cover lying to the American people. And the Tenth Amendment says the government can't just say, well, we have a need to lie to the American people, therefore we grant ourselves the authority to do so. Okay, yes, they lie to the American people, and when they do, they are acting unconstitutionally, and they delegitimize the entire government. So keep that in mind as more and more lies come out, especially about Ukraine. I mean, that's the lies about Ukraine have hit the tsunami stage at this particular point. All right, now, we reported earlier, pardon me, about this FBI raid at the home of Mark Hook, who is a pro-life activist. He's a Catholic, and he's out there on the streets protesting, handing out pamphlets. And the FBI got after him, accusing him of trying to block access to an abortion center. And there is a law that says you may not prevent access to an abortion center. This is the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, or the FACE Act. And Mark had offered to talk with the FBI a while back to try and peacefully resolve the situation. The FBI declined and instead showed up with a fully armed SWAT team raid of his house and arrested him and ransacked the house in front of his wife and children, who were traumatized severely by the incident. But hey, it makes great headlines and it makes the FBI look like a bunch of manly men to scare women and children thusly here. All right, a little bit of a victory against big tech censorship. And right now, the censorship that we're seeing from big tech companies is a tremendous threat to our democracy. Because as Thomas Jefferson said, the highest duty of any citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so that they can make good choices. But if big tech is censoring one side of the argument, the conservative side, then we don't have the ability to keep ourselves fully informed and the democracy is unable to function. Now, companies like Google and Facebook have a virtual monopoly in the online advertising market. And the far-left employees have way too much control over what ideas can be shared on their platforms. Now, Senator Ted Cruz and John Kennedy have dealt a huge blow to these monopolies last week when they successfully attached an amendment to the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act that forbids big tech firms and online publishers from forming an agreement on how to censor content online. We had discovered recently that these big tech companies were going on out to the government, to various corporations, and saying, we hereby agree that we will censor information on, for example, adverse vaccine reactions. And the fact of the matter is nobody likes being lied to. And Google and Facebook and these other big tech companies are actually in financial trouble. Okay. And even though the news site traffic has been up 40% since 2014, the revenues that publishers collect have been down 58%. So they're cheating their online publishers as well. And as a matter of fact, Facebook is actually in serious economic trouble right now. And frankly, I would be overjoyed to see Facebook and the big ones collapse and make way for the new social media sites, which are coming online like Gab and TLB Talk and Truth Social, that respect the First Amendment and allow freedom of speech on their platforms. Now, over at BBC, their world service has announced that they are going to let go of 400 staff in order to cut costs, because they are losing money as well, even though they are supported by viewer fees, which are mandated in Great Britain. Advertisers have abandoned the platform because nobody's watching it anymore, and so they are they're in trouble there as well. Over on Comedy Channel, the Daily Show is reeling from the resignation of Trevor Noah. He has now quit the Daily Show. He may have been urged to quit rather than be fired because the viewership had been driven down to 363,000 viewers a show for a network nationwide show. That is an abysmal showing, okay? And that's because of all the wokeism. People got tired of being lectured at. Now, when Trevor Noah took over The Daily Show from Jon Stewart, it had a viewership of 1.5 million. Okay? And so they have lost more than 1 million viewers, and that is pretty bad stuff. And Comedy Central says The Daily Show will continue. They are looking for a new host, and probably they are going to pull away from all the woke nonsense and try and get back to reaching the mainstream American audience here. Out in Hollywood, we've been talking about Get Woke, Go Broke. And September's box office numbers basically reinforced that. The industry had been hoping that Hollywood was going to bounce back from terrible revenue from all of these woke, liberal, lecturing, indoctrination, entertainment programs. It did not help. The September numbers were terrible. And basically, Hollywood is in the worst economic situation they've been in a quarter of a century. So, they forgot they're supposed to be an entertainment company. And they said, we're going to be liberal indoctrinationists and people will pay to have us shovel this manure into their brains. Didn't work out. Sorry about that here. Getting into election fraud, an election integrity group is filing a new legal complaint regarding several Minnesota counties for officials' failure to remove duplicate voter registrations from county voter rolls. The problem is that duplicate registrations are a fertile feeding ground for election fraud. The officials were supposed to remove the duplicate entries. They did not. They are now being sued for it. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street. And in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want
to
be a
pirate. Welcome back to our show here and finishing up with politics. You will probably remember that shortly after Joe Biden's fire and brimstone speech in front of Independence Hall, in which he basically declared war on half the country, there was this gentleman, Shannon Brandt, who got into a political argument with an 18-year-old kid, Kaler Ellingson, and just went and ran him down with an SUV, killing this kid because he was a conservative. And that's what we do to conservatives. The good news is that Shannon Brandt has now been charged with murder, so he will have his day in court. All right, let's talk about COVID. It's still out there. It's still being politicized. It's still being marketed and all the rest of it here. And there's an interesting story coming out of the Epic Times. The FDA is withholding autopsy results on people who died after getting the COVID-19 vaccines. Now, we know we've been hearing from various morticians, undertakers, and pathologists about strange blood clots throughout the body here. And there was a request to the FDA to release the results of autopsies conducted on people who died after getting the vaccines. The FDA cited the HIPAA Act and said, we're not allowed to release the medical files, but that's not entirely accurate. As long as the personal information is redacted, medical files can be released. So clearly the FDA is trying to hide something that's been going on. Meanwhile, the CDC has very quietly dropped the universal masking requirement at nursing homes. So they're starting to very slowly walk back on this. They don't want to call attention to it because when they pull back on the stuff, people say, see, it wasn't working. We were right. You were wrong. And even more alarming here, this is from Steve Kirch, Substack. Up in Massachusetts, the State Department of Public Health was literally telling medical examiners to lie on the death certificates. And that if a person died with COVID, that COVID would be listed as the cause of death, even if COVID had nothing to do with the death. And this was happening in states other than Massachusetts. The most ridiculous example I remember was a gentleman who had been in a car accident. He was thrown from the car and basically died of the resulting injuries, but he tested positive for COVID, and that what was put on his death certificate to run those numbers up to keep you scared and afraid and going to get those vaccines and so forth. And so on. Now, Dr. Jane Ruby on her show, she mentioned that 64% of the world's population has now taken these genetically modified shots, and they are now genetically modified human beings. It has come on out that these mRNA shots do reprogram some of your DNA. And there's always been a question that if your DNA is modified, do you become the intellectual property of the company that modified your gene? And it sounds a little bit out there, but you know, she's out there basically saying that the people whose DNA has been modified are now a new human species, Homo Borg Genesis, which I think is a good name for it. It certainly gets along with this idea that we're being Borgified. Up at the Supreme Court, they have agreed to hear a case about vaccine requirements in New York City. Now, the case was originally denied by the liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and this could lead to a huge ruling about how much power and authority state and local governments have to coerce you into taking experimental medications, which are a violation of the Nuremberg Code, by the way. You may not administer an experimental treatment to people without their fully informed consent. And we know that we were not fully informed because of all the adverse information that was withheld. And we didn't even give our consent. We were simply told, you will get this shot. Okay. Getting to the international news now, and people are still looking at the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline system. And Russia is saying that this was clearly a terrorist act. Worse than that, you know, an attack on a nation's economic assets in international waters does count as an act of war. And, of course, the U.S. is still out there saying, oh, Russia blew up their own pipeline, without explaining why Russia would even bother when they have those little valves. And it's dumb. Now, German officials are convinced the Nord Stream pipelines were blown up by state actors, without naming names here. And they're pointing out the fact that undersea repairs of the Nord Stream pipeline are going to be unlikely. The seismic record indicates that the explosives were in the area of 500 kilograms of TNT. And worse, the entire pipeline system is now flooded with seawater, which is basically eroding away a special coating on the inside of the pipelines. And without that coating, the pipelines are not going to last. So this is more than a matter of a simple repair. The pipelines have to be completely replaced. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution. Claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and we're talking about the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline system, a very expensive asset that is not likely to be repaired. It's going to have to be completely replaced. And Vladimir Putin basically came on out saying that, yes, it was the United States that orchestrated the blasts on the Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea, which deliver natural gas to Germany. And he says the logic is simple. Who benefits from the destruction of those pipelines? And, you know, CNN is still out there saying, oh, the Russians did it, and there were Russian ships all over that area, even though all the countries that border that stretch of water did not report anything but NATO and U.S. forces in the area. And again, it's common sense. You know, Russia didn't need to blow up that pipeline. They just shut the valves at their end of it, and the gas and oil are cut off. And the only one that benefits from the pipeline being destroyed is the United States, because now Russia can't trade natural gas in exchange for influence over Europe. And so it's very obvious who did this. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of lies shoveled at us on this whole situation. Now, there's another pipeline that may be in play. And this is the TurkStream natural gas pipeline. There's a bit of a problem because if it is damaged, the operator will not be able to mount repairs because of the EU sanctions against Russia. And so if somebody damages the TurkStream pipeline, that will be the end of it. It will just sit there non-operational. And the U.S. is already out there in the European market saying, don't worry, we've got plenty of energy to sell you. It's going to cost a little more, but, we're reliable. We guarantee that you will get your oil and gas from us. Actually, we don't really have it. We're dealing with shortages ourselves. Now, the Kremlin earlier today has come on out with some very fiery rhetoric, alarmingly so, saying that any attack on the annexed Ukrainian territories will be considered as an attack on Russia. And what they're doing is they're playing the Kennedy Doctrine back at us. Because when Kennedy was in office prior to being shot, he basically came on out and said that any attack by the Soviet Union on any country in our hemisphere would be considered an attack on the United States itself, and responded to in kind. And so Russia is basically playing that same doctrine back at us. Saying that if you attack any of these breakaway republics that voted to merge with Russia, it will be considered an attack on Russia itself. Now, the four breakaway regions are now officially part of Russia, at least in the eyes of the Russian government, the United States, and everybody that the United States is able to twist their arms and saying, oh, the referendums are illegitimate, it's a fake, it's a fraud, we don't recognize this. You can't just take land by force here, forgetting what the U.S. did to Hawaii here. And adding fuel to the fire, Ukraine has now applied for fast-track membership in NATO. And if NATO accepts it, okay, then we're looking at a war between Russia and NATO. And if that doesn't qualify as a world war, I don't know what does. And, of course, everybody's worried about the use of nuclear weapons. I am more and more concerned that World War III is going to be fought with biological weapons, and that this mandated COVID vaccine that we've all been given may have been an attempt to immunize the U.S. population against whatever the U.S. is planning on deploying against the rest of the world. And, we're very lucky here in southwestern Indiana. There are no strategic nuclear targets. I mean, we may see flashes of light in the distance, but in a biological war, we will all be on the front lines. So, folks, take your vitamins, okay? Now, of course, the environmentalists are already out there talking about how the Nord Stream pipeline leaks are going to be a catastrophe for the climate, because huge volumes of methane are being released into the atmosphere. This is the biggest burst of methane on record, and they're saying, oh, it'll be global warming, it's going to be terrible, global warming this, global warming that. So while the U.S. government may talk a good game about the environment, especially in the context of carbon taxes and controlling how you live your lives, they did not really seem all that concerned about the environment when they unleashed this massive methane leak just to score some economic points with Europe. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is setting up a new command specifically for arming Ukraine. Like, we're not sending the weapons over there fast enough, so the Pentagon is setting up a whole new command whose job will be focused exclusively on taking your money, giving it to the defense contractors, taking all those weapons and sending them to Ukraine, where the Russians will use them for target practice here. Now, there's a very alarming sign here. The Pentagon is increasing their surveillance of Kaliningrad. Okay, and the United States is carrying out multiple surveillance flights this week around Kaliningrad, a Russian exclave on the Baltic Sea coast. And the planes are likely assessing Moscow's nuclear weapons activity as both sides step up the threats and warnings over the ongoing war. So this last week, at least three Boeing RC-135s have circled Kaliningrad, a small piece of land sandwiched between NATO members Lithuania and Poland, according to data collected by flight tracking site RadarBox. And what this tells us is that when World War III really gets going, Kaliningrad is going to be invaded almost immediately. It will be a flashpoint. Meanwhile, NATO and its allies in Europe and the U.S. are they've depleted their stockpiles by sending all these weapons to Ukraine, and so now they're saying, "Oh, we got to rebuild the stockpiles here. You know, we can't exist without piles of weapons here to make us feel safe at night." And so NATO is already working with the weapons industry to ramp up production. Okay, and if you remember back in World War II, when they really said we're going to go into war here, companies that were making things like cars and washing machines and all that stuff retooled and started making weapons. And there were a lot of shortages of things for the American people, like appliances, because all the factories were busy making the machinery of death. And it looks like we're kind of heading that same way again. Now, over in Europe, Europe's leaders may be more or less on board with the war agenda. The people definitely are not. There are protests breaking out all over Europe regarding the energy crisis and the political foolishness that got us into that mess, or got them into that mess. There is a cold winter coming. It's not just the old Farmer's Almanac. Now we're hearing it from the Met Office and from NOAA that this is going to be a rough winter. And over in the Czech Republic, there are massive protests in the streets of Prague, demanding Czech Republic first, you know, kind of like make America great again. We're worried about our nation. The rest of the world are going to have to take care of themselves. And protesters had banners like end the comedy. They were waving the Czech flags, and it's happening all over the place here. The European people are definitely not supporting the European governments in this rush to war. Now, 2 weeks ago in Slovakia, there was this survey, and it became a hot potato for the EU. And the representative survey was named "How Are You, Slovakia?" And it was basically claimed that more than half of Slovaks would welcome a military victory of Russia over Ukraine. Now, obviously, the Slovakian government has a very different point of view, and they are now sending weapons to Ukraine, including howitzers. So here we have another classic case of governments totally ignoring the will of the people to go and play their games of global empire. Now, Hungary's government, on the other hand, has come on out saying that they cannot support the European Union's planned eighth round of sanctions against Russia over the invasion of Ukraine if these contain energy sanctions. You know, they want the energy. They want to take care of their own people. Unfortunately, this announcement came out before the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines. And so the White House is out there saying, "Nah, nah, nah, it's too late. Russia can't send you any energy, even if they wanted to. You're just going to have to buy your liquefied natural gas from us and join in the war agenda." Down in Iraq, rockets have hit the green zone for the second time in 2 days. It's been a break in weeks of calm. No one is claiming responsibility for firing the missiles, and it could be an agent provocateur, could be a false flag. Now, a little bit of good news. Not too long ago, we were talking about the destruction of the USS Bonhomme Richard. This was the amphibious assault ship that caught fire in San Diego, and the Navy blamed it on this sailor, Ryan Sawyer Mays, But there were two investigations, one of which found that there were serious, serious safety shortcomings. Fire hoses weren't where they were supposed to be. It turned out that the crew of the ship were unable to fight the fire because of missing equipment, and it wasn't until the city firefighters got there that they tried to put the fire out, but the ship was a total loss. Well, the good news is a Navy judge ruled earlier today that Ryan Sauer Mays was not guilty of setting a deliberate fire, destroying the ship. And, of course, this has wrecked his life for 2 years, but the problem is now over. He is going to be free. Whether he's going to try and restart his career with the Navy remains unknown. Personally, I wouldn't blame him for taking a walk and maybe going over to the Air Force or something. But, you know, the Navy loves to do this. When they have a bad whoopsie, oh, it was the fault of this person here. Remember when the USS Iowa was destroyed and they blamed a gay sailor over that one? Then we had a couple of years ago, there were these Arleigh Burkes that collided with cargo container ships and a tanker, and the Navy tried to claim, well, those tankers and cargo ships, they deliberately were attacking our Arleigh Burkes, and it turned out that the bridge crews that were on duty at the time were inadequately trained. I mean, certainly they did not understand the right-of-way, the rules of right-of-way, in which case those huge container ships and super tankers, they're at the top of the ladder. You get out of their way because they cannot turn or stop very quickly. And somebody didn't know that, and we had this bad, bad accident. All right, military recruitment is down all across the board here, and the United States Air Force has decided that they're going to try an experiment to get more people to sign up. And the Air Force will let male and female trainees bunk together, equipped with specially designed mixed-sex locker areas to incorporate individual shower rooms and restrooms with privacy for each trainee. And what could possibly go wrong with having all those young men and young women, you know, basically sleeping in the same building and so forth and so on here? So... I don't know. Who knows? You know, it may actually get recruitment up somehow. I don't think so. All right, let's talk about the economy. It was another bad day on the Dow. The Dow ends the month down nearly 9%, its worst monthly drop since March of 2020, which was when the pandemic lockdowns started in the United States. So it turns out the U.S. economy was even weaker in the first half of the year than previously thought. This according to data from the Commerce Department that was released yesterday. And so the numbers are not good. Our economy is weak. Not a good situation to be going into a war with here. Bank of America is forecasting that U.S. unemployment will climb to 5.6% by the end of next year. Now, we're still seeing the push for electric vehicles and recharging stations, and everybody says, oh, this is the wave of the future, and I agree. I mean, when Claire and I looked for a new car after the Honda got stolen for the third time, we looked at electric cars. We simply could not afford them. But the big issue is, how do you recharge them? And there was a very interesting article that came out of 12ft.io, talking about what would be happening in Florida if everybody down there was driving an electric car. Because assuming your car is loaded with people and possessions and everything, the cars are going to run out of juice after 100 to 250 miles. Plus, if you're stuck in a traffic jam, the battery is still running down. And whereas you can get in and out of a normal gas station in just a few minutes, electric cars, you know, can take an hour or more to recharge. And the result would be that you would have people trapped on the roads in Florida waiting for a recharge, and the devastation and destruction would have been a lot worse. Now, as I mentioned the other day, there is a solution to this problem, and that is to have a standardized battery pack for electric vehicles. And when you go into a station, The battery packs that are in your car that are drained are simply removed and new ones are shoved into the same sockets, fully charged, and you're off and running again. And I think this is something people need to be pushing for. Standardized, replaceable battery packs, okay, and they're all the same, and, you know, you have, it doesn't matter who owns them, you know, obviously you've paid for a battery pack or two or three when you buy your vehicle, and it's going to make the whole system a lot more efficient. This still does not answer the question, where does all the electricity come from? Well, right now it's coming from coal and oil-fired power plants, which are still polluting. This does not really serve the green agenda, okay, until you have a clean source of electricity. And solar cells are not going to do it. They just don't generate that kind of current here. All right. Chuck Schumer has torn into Republicans who are pushing back against Biden's $400 billion student loan forgiveness program. There are now seven states filing a lawsuit against what they consider a fundamentally unfair and unconstitutional program. Okay, because why make people who didn't go to college or who paid for their own college pay for the students who took out the loans? It really is unfair. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. More about the economy when we come back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Too many Americans don't realize government money is their own tax money. I'm Peter Cervi with today's Liberty Minute. A recent poll by YouGov on behalf of Libertarian Cato Institute says that 64% of Americans oppose Biden's student loan forgiveness if it raises taxes. The same poll also showed that 76% would oppose the plan if it would cause universities to raise their tuition and fees. Newsflash, both of those things are true. The cost of college has skyrocketed 1,200% since the federal government took over student loans, almost 1,000% more than inflation. It is also a middle school government class that used to teach that every penny the federal government spends or gives away comes from taxpayers. Have we stopped teaching that, or has the citizenry just forgotten the government does not produce or sell anything? Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the student loan crisis, and it was rather interesting timing with the commercials you just heard. And big surprise here. Biden is now yanking the student loan forgiveness from 770,000 borrowers. I guess he's out there saying, I was just kidding, you know, made you look and everything. And, you know, yesterday the Department of Education quietly revised its online guidance on who qualifies for student loan forgiveness that Biden had set up in August. And in doing so, it pulled the rug out from several hundred thousand people. So Biden got the hopes up in a lot of debt-ridden students, and now the plug is pulled. They are going to be very, very angry going into the midterm elections. So it was a bad move here. All righty. Another indicator of just how bad things are in this country, how out of control crime is, apparently an entire fleet of school buses was disabled when criminals stole all the catalytic converters. That's become a big business now because of the rare metals that are used in those catalytic converters. And unfortunately, newer cars don't have this problem because they sort of get them in there a little more securely. But for the older cars with catalytic converters, you just slide under there with a heavy diag cutter and, you know, snip, 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 and you've got the catalytic converter. And there's a whole black market for recycling all of those metals. All righty, getting into immigration and the border, Biden is preparing a major executive order that will shield over 600,000 illegal immigrants from deportation. This was reported on NBC News yesterday, and the move is being made in advance of a decision from the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals regarding the future of the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, the DACA. And DACA protects illegal immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children, the so-called Dreamers, from deportation and allows them access to work permits. And we are already hearing from various other government numbers that American citizen workers are being displaced by these illegal immigrants that are being brought in and given, you know, work permits and say, come on in here and take away the American workers' job there and just be sure you vote Democratic and everything will be fine. I'm not allowed to vote Democratic. Well, don't worry about it. We'll fix that. Anyway. Out in California, Gruesome Newsom is signing a law allowing illegal immigrants to obtain California IDs. And again, once you have an ID, you can register to vote. Nobody's going to check your country of origin because it's not on the California ID. And it's another way of loading up the midterm elections with illegal immigrant voters who, it is presumed, will all vote for the Democratic Party that is giving them all kinds of free stuff at your expense. Now, the Customs and Border Protection Agency made it official that there were 2 million border encounters. Okay, 2 million. That's a big number. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.